相聚。
We thank the Lord's grace that we can gather in His name.
主何等爱我们。
How He has loved us.
像刚才唱的诗歌，他成为这位奴仆君王。
He has become the servant king.
他把他自己给我们。
He has given Himself to us.
他今天早晨，是的，他要来呼召我们来跟随他。
And this morning, He's calling us to follow Him.
请我们打开圣经，我们要读三处的圣经。
We'll read three scriptures.
第一处在以赛亚书四十六章。
First is Isaiah chapter 46.
第三节第四节。
Chapter 46, verse 3 and 4.
以赛亚书四十六章第三节第四节。
Isaiah chapter 46, verse 3 and 4.
在诗篇的后面。
It's after the psalm.
好，早早的，请我们用自己我们熟悉的语言，我们一同声的来读。
Let's read together.
雅各家、以色列家，一切余剩的，要听我言。你们
做
门我宝宝，
自
从出胎就不落怀孕，直到你们年老，我仍这样；直到你们发白，我仍怀
揣。
我已照做，也必保守，我必怀抱。也必拯救。这里让我们看到神对我们的心。
Here we see the heart of our God.
他像我们对我们像父亲一样。
To us, he's like our father.
这边讲到说神，他说他我已造作，就是他已经创造我们。
He said, I have created you.
我必
conceive you.
我必保抱你们。
I have upheld you.
Yeah. 然后我必怀抱你们。
I will sustain you.
我也必拯救你。
And I will rescue you.
下第二处的圣经，我们读赫西阿书，请往后翻。
Then we'll turn to the book of Hosea.
十一章第一节。
Chapter 11, verse 1.
赫西阿书是小先知书的第一卷。
In Hosea.
但以理书的后面。
It's after the book of Daniel.
赫西阿书一章，十一章。第一节
Chapter 11, verse 1.
好，先我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
以色列年幼的时候，我就爱他，就从埃及招出我的儿子来。第三节、第四节。
Verse 3 and 4.
我原教导以法莲行走，用膀臂抱着他们。他们却不知道是我医治他们，我用慈绳爱火牵引他们。我带他们如人放松牛两腮甲板，把粮食放在他们面前。所以这边先知也告诉我们，神他说他从以色列年幼的时候，神就爱他。
Here it tells us when Israel was a child, God already loved him.
他从埃及，神用从埃及招出他的儿子来。
And out of Egypt, he was called. The son was called.
那这里有几个动词。讲到以法莲，他要教导以法莲行走。
Here we also talk about he taught Ephraim to walk.
用膀臂抱着他们。
He takes him by the arms.
像神用抓着我们的手教我们走路一样。
Here God is holding our hands and teaches to walk.
哎，这边讲到神医治我，医治他们。
Here we also talk about God heals them.
用慈绳爱所牵引他们。
And led them with cords of human kindness and with ties of love.
我们第三处的圣经要读哥林多前书第四章。
And we'll read 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多前书四章。
1 Corinthians chapter 4.
我们要读14节到16节。
We'll read from verse 14 to 16.
一起来。
Let's read together.
我写这话不是叫你们羞愧，乃是警戒你们，好像我所亲爱的儿女一样。你们学基督的师父虽有一万，为父的却是不多，因我在基督耶稣里用福音生了你们，所以我求你们效法我。在这里，保罗求哥林多的弟兄姐妹效法他。
Here Paul is urging the brothers and sisters at Corinthians.Current to imitate him.
效法他什么呢?
What are they supposed to imitate him?
效法保罗 有一个为父的心。
To learn from him to have a heart of a father.
请我们再有点祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你早上吸引我们来到你的面前。
Dear Lord, we thank you for drawing us before you this morning.
早晨我们求你再对我们的心说话。
This morning we urge you to speak to us.
我们感谢你，你是我们的父亲。
We thank you for you are our father.
哦，主你爱我们，你从埃及召出你的儿子来。
You loved us and you called us from Egypt.
你怀揣我们，你抱抱我们。
You carried us, you sustained us.
你还教导我们走路。
And you taught us how to walk.
哦，主我们何等感谢你，你用慈生爱所来牵引我们。
But we thank you for leading us with cords of kindness and ties of love.
你把粮食放在我们的前面。
You fed us.
哦，早晨我们愿意来。饱尝你的慈爱。
This morning we want to taste of your love.
我们愿意来认识父亲的心。
We want to know of your heart.
我们愿意来也有你把你为父的心放在我们里面。
This morning may you put your heart's desire into our heart.
哦，主让我们可以像你。
So that we can be more like you.
哦，主像你像一个父亲一样。
So we can learn how to be a father.
哦，主我们把早餐的时间交在你的手里。
This morning we commit our time to your hand.
对我们每个人说话。
Speak to each one of us.
呼召我们来跟随。
Call us to follow you.
哦，我们感谢你，祷告奉耶稣基督的。
In Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 早晨实在愿意借着主的话来交通父亲的心。
This morning, I would like to fellowship with you concerning the heart of the Father.
在我交通以前，我愿意先讲一件事。
Before I start sharing, I would like to tell you about one thing.
差不多两个月以前呢，礼拜五的一个晚上，我在初中的这个主有点服事。
About 2 months ago on Friday night, I was teaching the middle school kids.
那我一走进教室里面呢，教室大家就大概有20多个孩子在那边，非常的热闹。
When I walked into the classroom, I discovered there were about 20 plus kids.
很热闹，大家就跟朋友们讲话，然后在那边打打闹闹的。
It was very noisy, and the kids were talking to each other and running after each other.
因为他们经过了一个礼拜，那看到自己的朋友了，都非常的开心。
For they haven't seen each other for a whole week, and they were very excited to see each other.
但我一进去，我就发现这地上很脏。
But then I discovered that the floor was very dirty.
都是一些垃圾啊，一些纸头在地上。
It was full of trash.
那我就去后面拿一个到后面的房间拿一个吸尘器来。
So I went to the storage room in the back to get a vacuum cleaner.
那没有人注意到我的存在。
Nobody seemed to see me at all.
然后呢，我就开始准备吸地。
Then I was getting ready to vacuum the floor.
然后那个孩子们呢，还是照样的讲话。
The kids were still talking.
那有几个孩子呢，他好像。可能是被父母勉强来聚会的。
A few kids seem to be forced to come that night.
他们就瘫在那里，就坐在椅子上，这样好像躺在那里。
They were sitting in a chair, but they looked like they were laying down in a chair.
那我就开始吸地。
And I start vacuuming the floor.
没有一个人来帮忙。
Not even single one of them came to help.
那我过了一会儿，有一个总算有个孩子来帮忙。
And finally, there was one kid who came to help.
那其他的孩子呢，就视若无睹。
And all the other kids didn't seem to see it at all.
甚至呢，吸尘器就是碰到他的脚的下面的时候。
Even when the vacuum cleaner was right next to their feet.
他的脚也不知道要抬起来一下。
They didn't even bother to lift up their feet.
那下面的椅子都是垃圾。
All the trash under the chair.
但是他不知道要把椅子拿起来，就是走开一下，好让地可以就是可以吸，把它吸干净。
They didn't try to move the chairs away so that it can be vacuumed.
包括我自己的孩子在里面。
Including my own children.
都没有一个，除了一个孩子以外，没有一个来帮忙的。
Except one kid who came to help.
那我不告诉你说这个来帮忙的孩子是谁。
I wouldn't tell you who was the one who came to help.
如果在座有中学生的、初中生的家长，你们回去问你们的孩子。
If any one of you have a kid in middle school, go back and ask him or her.
那这虽然是一件小事情。
This is a small matter.
那吸尘也算不了什么。
Vacuum the floor is not a big deal.
但我心里面却是蛮感慨的。
But I was very, my heart was very touched, was hit by a thought.
孩子们都很可爱。
All those kids are very cute.
每一个孩子，都是父母所宝贝的。
They were all loved by their parents.
但是有多少孩子知道父母或者是老师的心呢？
But how many of them know the heart of the teacher or the heart of the parent?
我想到说我们到教会来好像也是这样子。
That seems to be the case when we come to church.
我们知道教会就是一个大家庭，就是神的家。
We know our church is one big family. It's a family of God.
那我们每次来都很开心。
Every time we come here, we are very excited.
我们看到弟兄姐妹，我们就有说不完的话。
We're happy to see our brothers and sisters, and we have endless words to say to each other.
我们都是神的孩子。
We're all children of God.
但是有多少孩子体贴父亲的心？
But how many of us knows the heart of father?
又有多少孩子有为父的心呢？
And how many of us have the heart of father?
愿意早晨就愿意从两方面我们来思想。
This morning, I would like to share with you about this in two aspects.
第一方面，我们要先要来认识我们的父亲。
On one hand, we need to know our father.
但是神是我们的父亲。
We need to know that he is our father. God is our father.
来认识他是创造我们、救赎我们那一位。
We need to know that he is the one who sustains us, who rescues us.
我们知道在使徒行传当保罗来到雅典的时候，他对雅典人这样说。
We know that it's recorded in Acts when Paul came to Athens.
那他说神是创造宇宙和其中万物的神。
He said God is the one who created the world and everything in it.
他是天地的主。
He's the Lord of heaven and earth.
他将生命、气息、万物赐给万人。
He's the one who gives life and breath and everything.
所以作诗的人说，我们也是他所生的。
For in him, we are his offspring.
我们是他所生的。
We are his offspring.
他是我们的父。
He is our father.
我们是他所造的。
And we are made by him.
所以我们的生命、气息都是神给的。
Our life and our breath is given by God.
感谢主，他创造我们。
We thank the Lord for he created us.
虽然我们也许在肉身的里面，我们没有见过神。
Even though in our flesh we did not see God.
但是我们却知道我们有一位父亲在天上。
But inside we do know we have a heavenly father.
像今天我们同跟弟兄来领诗歌。
Today our brother Jin Fu was here to lead our worship.
我们知道在弟兄站在，我们就知道崇根弟兄有一位父亲。
We know he has a father.
虽然我们没有见过他。
Even though we had not seen him.
但是我们可以猜想说，也许他的父亲也是像他弟兄一样，很谦卑、很温柔的。
But we can imagine that his father is humble and meek, just like our brother is.
同样的，我们这个肉身的生命，我们今天有这个生命在这里，我们就知道有一位给我们这个生命的神。
It is the same way that today we are here because there's someone who gave us life.
圣经上讲说神他从一本或从一个血脉来造出万族的人。
The Bible tells us from one man, God made the whole nation.
那我们都是神所创造的。
We are all made by him.
可是神却不只停留在这里。
But God did not stop there.
神是我们的父亲，还不只是说他是我创造的主。
He is our father, that does not imply simply that he is the one who creates us.
他也是救赎我们的主。
But he is also our salvation.
是他是把他属灵的生命给我们的主。
He also gives us a spiritual life.
我们知道因为人犯了罪离开了神。
We know when men sin and left God.
但是保罗呢，他讲说他如今神就吩咐各处的人都要悔改。
But Paul here says he had commanded everyone, all people everywhere to repent.
所以神不止是要做我们创造的主。
So God not only wants to be our creator.
他也要做我们救赎的主。
He also wants to be our salvation.
那在约翰福音第十二章，第一章十二节十三节告诉我们。
In John chapter 1 verse 12 and 13 it tells us.
他说凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
It says to all who receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
那接着说，这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。
The verse 13 says, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, nor a husband's will, but born of God.
所以我们如果接受主做我们的救主，
So if we do receive him as our savior,
神就把一个权柄给我们，让我们可以做神的儿女。
Then he gave us the right to become his children.
他就是我们这个属灵的父亲。
Then he becomes our spiritual father.
他就把他荣耀的生命放在我们的里面。
He put his glorious life within us.
叫我们可以来像他。
So that we can be like him.
哦，这个实在是何等的恩典。
What a grace.
我们有没有想过哈，在宇宙所有的受造的里面，神从来没有对哪一个说，你做我的儿子。
Have you ever considered in all his creation, in all universe, has ever told anyone, you become my son?
像天使，他是虽然是这么的尊贵。
To his angels, even though they are glorious.
天使也是有大能的。
And they are almighty.
我想很多人可能很羡慕做天使，可以天天飞来飞去。
Maybe there are ones in the midst of us who want to be angels.
但是希伯来书告诉我们说，所有的天使，神从来曾经对哪一个说，你是我的儿子，我今日生你呢？
But in Hebrew, it tells us, to which of the angels did God ever say, sit at my right hand?
第五节。
Verse 5. For to which of the angels did God ever said, you are my son, today I have become your father?
神从来没有对哪一个天使说，你来做我的儿子，我做你的父亲。
God had never told any of the angels,You are my son, and I am your father.
可是今天，神却爱我们。
But today, God loves us.
像我们在波饼聚会里面唱的诗歌，神实在把他自己来给我们。
As the hymn has said, God has given himself to us.
真是父何等爱我们。
Our Heavenly Father truly loves us.
看啊，父赐给我们是何等的慈爱。
What kindness and mercy had God given to us.
让我们可以得称为是神的儿女。
So that we can be called sons of God.
我们也真是他的儿女。
And we are truly his sons and daughters.
我想早晨在这里，也许还有一些朋友们，你还没有接受主做救主。
Today, maybe in the midst of us, there are still some who haven't believed in the Lord.
愿意早晨我们来认识父亲的爱。
This morning, may we all know God's love.
我们只要简单的接受主做我们的救主，打开心。来接受他。
We need to simply open our hearts and receive him.
他就给我们权柄来做神的儿女。
Then he gave us the right to become his children.
做神的儿女好不好？
Is it good to be his children?
哦，是何等的好，何等的荣耀。
It is so good. It is so glorious.
可以从神而生是何等的好。
It's good to be born of God.
从神生的就不犯罪。
If we are born of him, then we do not sin.
从神生的就会有爱心。
If we are born of him, we are filled with love.
从神生的就可以行公义。
If we are born of him, then we can do the righteousness.
从神生的就可以胜过世界。
If we are born of him, then we can conquer the world.
所以如果你早晨还没有确定你是不是从神生的。
If today you are still not sure whether or not you are born of him.
我们真是愿意每一位我们听见主的话的我们都打开心我们来接受他做救主。
Then we wish all ye who can hear will open your heart and receive him as your savior.
就这么简单。
That's how simple it is.
凡信他的
All you who believe in him
就是接待他的
And receive him
神就赐给我们权柄做神的人
Then God gives him a right to become children of God.
好，这是我们的地位
That's our position.
所以我们等把我们把地位这个确定了以后呢
Since we're secure in who we are
我们知道神是我们的父亲我们是他的儿女
We know God is our father and we are his children.
下面我们就要来看父亲对我们的心
Then we need to know whatKind of heart does he have toward us?
或者是说父亲对我们的爱。
Or to say, what kind of love does he have toward us?
我们常常都知道母爱很伟大。
We always know that the mother's love is great.
其实父爱也蛮伟大的。
But indeed, father's love is also great.
神的爱其实包括父亲的爱，也包括了母亲的爱。
The love of our heavenly father includes both the fatherly love and motherly love.
在以赛亚书那边，我们就看到神何等的爱我们。
In Isaiah, we see how God has loved us.
他在这边讲到说，46章讲到说，你们从生下来就蒙我宝宝。
It says in the Isaiah chapter 46, I have carried you since you were conceived.
他说，这个
I have upheld you since you were conceived.
这个 upheld 另外一个字呢，就是 bear.
Or I have carried you since you were or bear you.
神宝宝我们哈。
He has bared us.
就是我们在不懂事的时候，他都容忍我们。
And that means that when we do not know what's right and wrong, he has bared us.
像一个孩子，一个婴孩生下来的时候。
It's like when an infant was first born.
只会吃喝拉睡啊。
He can only eat and drink and sleep.
那他也不管说现在是白天还是晚上。
The infant doesn't care if it's day or night.
他只要饿了就哭就叫。
If he is hungry, then he cries.
我们都是这样，对不对？以前我们都是曾经是婴孩。
We're all at one point infant.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
这边讲到神像父亲一样，他宝宝我们。
Here it talks about God is like our father who bears with us.
然后他就放下他自己做父亲的这样的身份，他来帮助我们。
He laid down his position as a father, and he came to help us.
然后呢，这边另外就讲说神他怀揣我们。
And here we also talk about he carried us.
他说我们自从出胎以后呢，神就怀揣我们。
Here it says since our birth he carried us.
为什么要怀揣呢？
Why does he have to carry us?
因为我们不会做，也不会爬。
Because at the time we didn't know how to sit, nor did we know how to crawl.
我们更不用讲到说会走会跑。
Nor did we know how to run or walk.
所以神他就抱抱我们。
So God had to carry us.
他就怀揣我们。
He had to carry us.
所以感谢主，实在他是这样子的眷顾我们。
We thank the Lord for he watched over us.
那他就用在我们还做婴孩的时候，他就用他的爱来扶持我们。
While we're still infants, he sustained us with his love.
然后接下来神呢，他没有让我们停留在婴孩的光景。
We thank the Lord because he did not leave us as infants.
他这边讲到说神呢，他是教导以法莲行走的。
Then he talked about how he taught Ephraim to walk.
当 baby 大一点的时候，
When the baby had grown a little bit,
我们做父母我们就知道，我们就教孩子走路。
Then we as parents know that we need to teach the infants to walk.
你怎么教孩子走路呢？
How do you teach them to walk?
你就用手搀扶着他。
You use your hands and you support them with your arms.
对不对？就拉着小孩子。
You hold them up with their hand.
走的孩子走的好不好呢？
Do they walk very well?
走的不好，对不对？
They didn't walk very well in the beginning.
但是父亲的手就这样子抓住孩子。
But the father's arm supported the children.
所以小孩子让他走一点，走几步呢？也许要跌倒的时候。
So when the baby start walking and about to fall.
那个父亲的手就马上把他扶起来。
And the father's hands were there to catch him.
神就是这样爱我们。
That's how our father loved us.
当我们稍微在主里面一段时间以后。
After we have stayed for a while.
神就要我们起来走路。
God wants us to start walking.
这就是从今年年初弟兄们跟我们的交通。
And this is a fellowship that we had in this new year.
从一开始弟兄们就跟我们讲要跟随主。
Our brothers have been encouraging us to follow him.
然后呢要来得未得之地。
That we need to gain of the land yet unpossessed.
为什么要得这未得之地呢？
Why is that we need to gain of the land that's yet been taken?
因为这是父亲的心。
Because it's the father's will.
怎么样子来得未得之地呢？
How do we gain of that ground?
我们知道约书亚记告诉我们讲说，只有怎样，脚掌所踏之地才是你的。
Joshua tells us, to gain thy land, we need to walk on it.
只有你脚掌所踏之地才是你的。
Only the land that you walk on it, that belongs to you.
所以就要走路，对不对？
So we need to walk.
不走路怎么可以脚掌可以踏到那个未得之地呢？
If we do not walk, then our feet cannot touch the ungained ground.
但是我们感谢主，我们虽然走得不好，神他用他的手来抓住我们。
We thank the Lord even though we do not walk very well, but the Lord's arms are there to support us.
在两个星期前，弟兄也提到我们要属灵生命要有长进。
And 2 weeks ago, our brother also shared with us that our spiritual life needs to grow.
不能停留在原地。
That we cannot stop of our growth.
就是要走路。
We need to walk forward.
我们走的时候，神不只是用他的手来抓住我们。
When we walk, not only God supports us with his arms.
这边还告诉我们，神他用慈绳爱索来牵引我们。
But here he also tells us, he leads us with cords of love.
我想到这里，心里实在是非常的感谢主。
I truly thank the Lord.
因为在我们的本性，我们都是喜欢偏行己路的。
In our own nature, we like to walk on our own way.
我们也很不喜欢被束缚的。
Nor do we like bondages.
我想我们如果一个知道一个孩子哈、啊，他喜欢偏行己路的话
，If you know a kid who likes to go on his own way，
你已经把他绑在家里，对不对
？You will tie him up and keep him in the house。
你就不让他出去，对不对
？You won't let him go astray。
那但是感谢主
，But thank the Lord。
他说神没有这样严严的来带我们
，God did not tie us up。
他用慈神爱所来牵引我
，But instead he leads us with cords of human kindness and ties of love。
哦，何等的感谢主
！We truly thank him。
他爱我们
，He loves us。
他给我们自由
，He gives us freedom。
但他要我们用自由意志来跟随他
，But he wants us to use our freedom to follow him。
他用他慈神爱所，好像在牵引我们。
With his cords of kindness, he leads us。
有时候我们虽然有时候会遭遇到一些难处
，Even though at times we encounter difficulty，
但是我们常常在难处的里面，就把我们更多的。来引到神的面前。
But in our difficulties, we are led more and more to Him.
然后我们在难处里面被主改变。
And in our difficulties, we are transformed.
我们在难处里面遇见主。
In our difficulties, we met Him.
主显为真实在我们的难处里面。
We see how real He is in our difficulties.
等我们过了以后。
After we pass those obstacles.
我们才知道说原来神是何等爱我。
Then we see how much He loves us.
是他用他的赐身爱所来牵引我。
How He has led us with His cords of human kindness.
他还不只用慈神爱所来牵引我们。
Not only he leads us。
这边讲到说，他带我们，像那个对牛哈，他放松两腮的甲板。像牛，他放松两腮的甲板哈，就是他没有在何西阿书11章第4节。
It also says that, oh, I lift the yoke from their neck.
第四节。然后像然后呢，他把粮食放在他前面。
And God also bent down to feed them.
所以这神真是何等爱我们。
This is how God loves us.
你看哈，我们的心是想要偏离他的。
You know, by our nature, we want to stray from Him.
但他却神却放松我们两腮的甲板。
And indeed, God lift the yoke from our neck.
然后呢，把粮食就放在我们的前面。
And bend down to feed us.
可是很奇怪的是，我们这个圣经讲说我们是硬着景象的。
The Bible tells us we are hard neck.
我们常常挨饿，对不对
？We are often hungry.
为什么会挨饿呢
？Why is that we are hungry?
粮食不是在前面吗？
Our food is right in front of us.
因为我们的心常常偏于邪，常常是跟随除了神以外。
It is because our heart often leads us astray.
这样我们就没有办法来得到这个食物。
In that case, we cannot bend out and eat the food.
虽然食物在我们的前面
，even though the food is right before us，
但是我们却没有来得到它。
Yet we cannot gain of it.
但是父的心是何等的好。
But God indeed has a good will toward us.
Oh, 他真是愿意我们长大。
He wants us to grow.
所以他不只是来生我们。
So not only he gives us, he gives birth to us.
他宝宝我们，怀揣我们。
He bears with us and carries us.
他教我们走路。
He taught us how to walk.
他甚至用慈神爱所来牵引我们。
He leads us with cords of kindness.
他把粮食放在我们前。
He placed food in front of us.
哦，主何等的好。
How good is he?
我们实在是，若我们知道主的心的话。
If we truly knows his heart.
我们实在就愿意，就这样自然的，我们就可以来跟随。
Then we want to follow him.
在以赛亚书64章第8节里面。
In Isaiah chapter 64:8.
这边还讲到说，耶和华啊，现在。你仍是我们的父，我们是泥，你是窑匠，我们都是你手的工作。
It says, Yet, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, you are the potter. We are all the work of your hand.
这边讲到神是我们的父。
Here it talks, Our Lord is our Father.
他是窑匠，我们是泥土。
He is the potter, and we are the clay.
我们是他手中的工作。
We are the work of his hand.
哦，在神的手中何等的好。
It is good to be in the hand of the Lord.
他用父亲的手 来捏我们，来讨我们，来造我们。
Because it's with the hand of Father He shaped us.
他要把我们这原来属地的变成属天的。
He wants to turn what's earthly into heavenly.
在腓立比书也告诉我们说，我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的。
In Philippians, also tell us we are His work. We are created in Him in Christ.
感谢主，我们都是他的工作。
We thank the Lord for we are His work.
哦，主的心意是要来制作我们。
His heart toward us to shape us, to create us.
让我们可以长大成人。
So that we can grow fully.
能够来满有基督长成的身量。
So that we can grow into His fullness.
哦，让我们可以来认识神的儿子。
So that we can know Son of God.
让我们可以来进入父亲的心。
So that we can enter into the Father's heart.
让我们可以不做小孩子。
So we no longer are infants.
那父亲实在这样的爱我们。
Since our Father God truly loves us.
那我们若明白他的爱呢，我们就可以在他，我们就应该把更多把他，把自己放在主的手中。
If we know of his heart, then we know to yield ourselves into his hand.
那他让他可以得到自由来制作我们。
So that he can gain the freedom to shape us.
那这样也许我们就可以更早一点的可以长大。
And we can grow quicker.
我们不是说神要来制作我们的时候我们就跑。
It is not that we run away when God is here to shape us.
不是神感动我们往东的时候我们就往西。
When God moves us to go west and we go east instead.
这样我们就很难可以长大。
In that case, we wouldn't be growing at all.
但是如果我们想要生气的时候圣灵在我们里面感动我们我们就来顺服的时候。
But yeah, if we are about to throw a temper, but when we are touched by the Spirit, to hold back our temper and we did so,
我们就好像泥土很柔软的让在窑匠的手中。
Then we become a clay that's in the hand of a potter.
那这样子神在我们当中就可以来制作我们。
Then God will gain the liberty to shape us.
你就发现你可以被改变的。
Then you will find out that you can be shaped.
哦，父亲的手可以来变化我们的。
That the Father's hand can transform us.
可以让我们这卑贱的器皿做成一个贵重的器皿。
It can turn a earthly vessel into a heavenly one.
哦，何等感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们知道神这样爱我们还不够。
Not only we need to know that He loves us.
我们还要来认识一点，就是父亲心里面要得到的是什么。
We also need to know what His desire is.
刚才我们知道，我们都已经知道父亲何等爱我们。
We all know the fact that God loves us.
但是我们有没有来问说，那这样子，父亲你要的是什么？
But do we go one step further and ask, Father, what is that you want?
我们知道小孩子小的时候都只顾到自己的需要。
We know when kids are young, they only care about their own needs.
只有长大的孩子才能够体贴父亲的心。
Only the grown children will get to know the heart of Father.
在旧约的历史当中有两个人。特别神记在圣经里面记载，他们摸着了神的心。
In the Old Testament, it is recorded there are two people who touch the heart of God.
这两个人，一个是雅各
，One is Jacob，
一个是大卫
，One is David.
我们先来看雅各。
Let's look at the example of Jacob.
在创世纪28章20节哈。
In Genesis chapter 28, verse 20.
我们知道那时候正是雅各逃命的时候。
That was a time when Jacob was running for his life.
他用欺骗把骗到了长子的名分。
He had cheated for the naming right.
那他的哥哥要杀他。
And his brothers after him to kill him.
所以他就起来逃命。
And he was running away from home.
在那里呢，雅各后来跑到巴旦亚兰的旷野。
As Jacob was running into the wilderness,
那那边他就跟神祷告这样说。
And this was his prayer.
他说如果神与我同在，在我所行的路上保佑我，又给我食物吃，给我衣服穿，使我平平安安地回到我父亲的家，我必以耶和华为我的神，我所立的柱子的石头也必做神的殿。
He says, if God will be with me and will watch over me on the journey I am taking, and will give me food to eat and clothes to wear, so that I return safely to my father's house. Then the Lord will be my God, and the stone I have set up as a pillar will be God's house. And of all that you gave me, I will give you a tenth.
雅各给那个地方起名叫做伯特利。
Jacob had named that place Bethlehem.
伯特利是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就是神的殿里。
It means it's God's house.
就是神的家里。
It's God's house.
所以这是第一个人他摸着了神的心。
This is the first person who touched God's heart.
虽然他那个时候他所想到的是都是自己。
Even though at the time he only considered affairs of himself.
但是他说如果神这样恩待我的话。
But he said, if God will be with me,
我必以耶和华为我的神。
Then the Lord will be my God.
我所立为柱子的石头也必做神的殿。
Then this stone that I have set up as a pillar will be God's house.
第二个人摸到神的心意的是大卫。
The second person who touched God's heart was David.
我们知道在历代志上17章里面。
We know in 1 Chronicles chapter 17.
那时候大卫里面心里面想为神建殿。
At the time he had a desire to build a God's temple.
那这件事情呢实在非常摸到神的心。
And that was within God's heart's desire.
因为在那个时候没有一个人想到这件事情。
Because at the time, no one even considered that.
每个人都是想到自己。
Everyone was considering himself.
但是大卫他说他住在香柏木的宫中，耶和华的约柜反在幔子里。这是第一点。
But here David said, as he was settling in his palace, he said, here I am living in a palace of cedar, while the Ark of Covenant of the Lord is under a tent.
他想到神的居所。
He thought about God's dwelling place.
他想到神的家。
He thought about God's house.
所以他想为神来建殿。
He wanted to build a temple for the Lord.
那神就非常的欢喜。
And it was joy to God.
所以在第十二节第十三节里面。
So in verse 12 and 13 he said.
他说这边就讲到说所罗门哈，他说他必为我建造殿宇，我必坚立他的国位直到永远，我要做他的父，他要做我的子。并不使我的慈爱离开他。
Here he talks about Solomon. Is the one who will build a house for me, and I will establish his throne forever. I will be his father, and he will be my son. I will never take my love away from him, as I took it away from your predecessors.
这边讲到说，神说我要做他的父，他要做我的子。
Here the Lord says, I will be his father, and he will be my son.
就我所知好像这是第一个地方就是在这件事情上神这样子清楚的来跟一个人讲说我要做你的父你要做我的子。
As far as I know, this is the first time in the Bible that the Lord says, I will be his father and he will be my son.
神为什么在这个时候做这样的话呢？
Why did he say such a thing at this time?
因为这里有一个人摸着神的心。
Because here is a person who touched the Lord's heart.
在父神的心的深处有一个很深的需要。
There's a deep need within the Lord's heart, with our Father's heart.
神愿意得到一个居所。
That he wants to gain of a dwelling place.
他可以住在人的中间。
So that he can dwell in the midst of his people.
神要得到还不只是在外面的圣殿。
Not only he wants to gain that exterior temple.
神要得到是神的家。
But he wants to gain of his home, his house.
就是教会。
And that's the church.
我们知道就是心腹。
We know that's the bride.
这是神历世历代以来的一个他心里面最深的一个心意。
Through all generations, that has always been the Lord's heart.
就是父神，他要为他的儿子来找一个心腹。
Our Father God wants to find a bride for his son.
好，可以来与他的儿子相匹配。
So that she will be worthy of his son.
所以当大卫这样跟神祷告的时候。
So when David prayed to the Lord.
神就说我要做你的父你要做我的子。
God says to him, I will be your father and you will be my son.
所以父亲的心是什么呢？
So what is our father's heart?
他所要得到的是什么呢？
What is that he wants to gain?
父亲的心就在教会。
His heart is within the church.
他要得到的就是得到一批人是他所买赎回来的。
What he wants to gain is the people that's redeemed by him.
他所救赎回来的可以把他们主的生命放在他们里面。
He wants to put his life in the redeemed one.
然后这样子来让这个教让教会可以来彰显神的荣耀。
So that the church can manifest His glory.
让教会可以成为基督的心腹。
So that the church can become the bride for the Son.
所以感谢主啊。
We thank the Lord.
在那个时候，后来大卫向主祷告。
After David had prayed to God.
他说：“耶和华我们的父，以色列的神是应当称颂的。”
He said, "Praise to the God of Israel."
耶和华我们的父，以色列的神是应当称颂的。
Okay. He said, "Praise to the Father of our God."
所以我们知道神最终的心意就是在他要为他的儿子来预备一个心腹。
I'm sorry. It's pray be to you, O Lord God, for our father Israel.
所以那个时候呢，好像神就不只是他们的神，他们的主而已。
So at that time, God is not only their father, their Lord.
不只是他们的神，他们的主，他也是他们的父。
He's not only their God and their Lord, but He is also their father.
所以这是第一方面，我愿意有的交通。
So this is one aspect I would like to share with you.
就是我们要知道父亲的心。
That we need to know our father's heart.
知道父亲的心何等爱我们。
We need to know the love that's within his heart.
知道父亲的心要得到的是什么。
We need to know what he wants to gain in his heart.
那第二方面，我们要来看神给我们父亲对我们的呼召。
And the second aspect, we want to see the Father's calling us.
在交通第二方面以前
regarding to the second aspect,
我就想到说，当我们如果是孩子的时候，真的是不能够体贴父亲的心。
I thought when we were young, we truly did not understand the father's heart.
我记得有一次跟一个姊妹交通。
I remember one time I was sharing with a sister.
那他就说他的公公对他说哈，就是他小孩的祖父哈，公公。
She was telling me that her father-in-law was telling her.
他说哈，他看到他的孩子就说，哎，我发现就是说你的孩子啊，他们的眼中呢。眼里面呢没有活。
Her father-in-law was saying to her that when I see your children, it seems like they have nothing to do this day.
他说是什么意思？他们看不见有任何事情要做。
It seems like those children don't see that there are any work lying around needs to be done.
他说孩子眼中没有活。
He said these kids don't see any work or jobs.
刚才我讲的那个这件在初中生发生的事，好像就证明这件事。
As I was sharing with you in the beginning, it seems like the kids don't seem to see there are any work that needs to be done.
我想到时候，当时我如果说哈，你们大家都起来整理。
I think at the time, if I asked all of them to stand up and help,
我想他们还会来帮忙的。
They would do so.
但是我如果不说呢，他们就不做。
But if I didn't ask them, then they wouldn't have done it.
那只有一个口令，才有一个动作。
It's one command and one action.
没有口令就没有动作。
And no commands and no action.
就是这位长辈他说的，你们小孩的眼中没有活。
And this is what that grandfather was saying. It seems like they do not know there are jobs needs to be done.
为什么呢？
Why is that the case?
因为孩子还没有办法进入父亲的心。
Because at that time, the children doesn't have the heart of the father.
我们小的时候都是这样子。
When we're young, we're all like that.
都是不懂父亲的心。
We didn't know the father's heart.
那我记得我小的时候最喜欢的一年里面最喜欢的就是过年。
I remember when I was young, the day I liked the most was New Year's Day.
为什么呢？因为过年的时候学校就不上课了。
Because there was no school on that day.
没有功课，放假了，天天可以玩。
There's no homework and we can play whole day long.
但我有一件事情我不喜欢。
But there was one thing I didn't like.
就是过年前要大扫除。
That is, the day before the New Year's Day, we need to clean the house.
然后呢，要里里外外整个都打扫干净，要打扫很久。
We need to clean whole day long the inside of the house as well as the outside of the house.
那我还记得那时候，过年前几天的时候呢，有时候我爸爸要叫我留在家里的时候，我就趁着他还没有跟我讲的时候，我就跑出去了。
And I remember that a few days before the New Year's Day, before my father can assign me any work, I will run out of the house and go play.
那有时候跑得太晚被抓到了，就只好留下来。
And sometimes I didn't run out of the house early enough, and I would get caught and I had to do work.
但是要做事的时候也是心不甘情不愿。
And even when I was doing all this cleaning work, I didn't like it.
那这就实在是不知道父亲的心。
Truly, I didn't know my father's heart.
还有一件事情，我也那时候我不懂。
And there was another thing I didn't understand back then.
那时候我觉得有一件事情很奇怪。
I thought it was strange.
就是过年的时候大家都很高兴。
That is, on the New Year's Day, everybody seems to be happy.
因为可以穿新衣戴新帽，又好吃的又好玩的。
Because everyone was wearing new clothes and there was much food and much things to play.
那还有压岁钱可以领，对不对？
And there was a red envelope to be picked up.
但是我发现说，哎，这个父亲好像有时候到过年的时候不太开心。
But it seemed to me at the time that my father didn't seem to be happy on New Year's Day.
我不晓得为什么。
I didn't know why.
后来长大点我才知道。
Then as I grew older, I learned.
原来一家的担子都在父亲的身上。
I learned that the burden of the household is on his shoulder.
那几十年以前，我想很多的家里面家庭都不是很宽裕。
I think by 10-20 years ago, not many families are affluent.
那我们家有七个人哈。有七张嘴巴，每张嘴巴都要吃饭。
We had seven people in our house, and every one of us needs to eat.
所以要过年的时候呢，要张罗这些所有的事情，压力也是很大。
So it's a great pressure on my father to prepare all these things on the New Year's Day.
那这是我过了很多年以后，我才慢慢的好像能够体贴父亲的心。
I didn't realize this until many years have passed.
那我们中国人讲说，养儿方知父母恩。
Our Chinese are saying that only after you have become a father that you know the father's heart.
那实在是这样子哈。等我们自己有儿女，我们才能够体贴父亲的心。
That is true. Only as we have our own children, then we can start to understand our parents' heart.
在哥林多前书第四章，我们刚开始一读读的圣经的里面。
In First Corinthians chapter 4.
这边保罗讲到说，他说我在基督耶稣里用福音生的。
So I give birth to you in the gospel, through the gospel.
那用福音生了你们，然后所以哥林多弟兄姐妹就是保罗亲爱的人。
And therefore the brothers and sisters at Corinth are the sons and daughters of Paul.
那在这里保罗
就对他们发出了一个呼召。
And here Paul urged them.
他说在基督里面，你们学基督的师父虽有一万，为父的确实不多。
Here it says in verse 15, even though you have 10,000 teachers in Christ, you do not have many fathers.
早晨，然后主愿意来呼召我们每一位，有一个为父的心。
I think this morning our Lord wants to call us to be fathers, to have the heart of a father.
我们知道这个师父跟父亲是很不同的。
We know there's a great difference between a teacher and a father.
师父呢就重在教导就可以了。
The teacher is focused on teaching.
但是父亲的责任却是生养。
But the responsibility of the father is to rear the child.
那一个师父注重的是知识。
The teacher focused on the knowledge.
一个父亲注重的是生命和爱。
But the father focused on love and life.
圣经上告诉我们，知识叫人自高自大。
The Bible tells us knowledge boasts up.
但是只有爱心才能够造就人。
Only love builds up.
那师父呢？有薪水的。
The teachers are paid.
父亲是没有薪水的。
But fathers do not.
师父教完课呢，就可以走路的。
Teachers after their lessons they leave.
孩子生了以后呢？
But
一辈子你都是你的。
But after the child is born, for all your life, this child belongs to you.
做师父比较容易一点。
It's easier to be a teacher.
做父亲就要付代价。
But it takes a great price to be a father.
那在雅各书他也告诉我们说，他说我的弟兄们，我不要多人做师父。
In James it also says, I do not want many to be teachers.
我想神的心是在教会里面要得着父亲而不是师父。
I think it's God's will that he wants many fathers, not teachers.At the church, in the church.
然后在我们的教会的里面，我们也希望在教会的里面有很多的父亲。
In our church, we also want many fathers.
而不是说大家都很想做师父啊。
And not that all of us want to be teachers.
我想一个教会就是一个生命，是主生命的一个地方。
I think a church is a place where God's life is manifested.
所以我们在教会呢，如果有很多的父亲啊，你就发现进来的人，他们得救以后呢，他们就会像父亲。
So I think if there are many fathers among us, then once a person is saved and in the midst of us, then he or she will learn to be a father.
那如果大家都是想做师父的哈，你发现你得救这后来来教会的人，都是很多想做师父的。
But if all of us want to be teachers, then we'll only produce more teachers.
那我们实在是愿意在这里的聚会，主来激励我们，让我们来体贴父亲的心。
We pray that the Lord will encourage us.So that we can learn of the heart of Father.
让我们也有一个为父的心。
So we can have a father's heart.
那要怎么样得到这为父的心呢？
So how can we gain the father's heart?
也就是两方面。
Then there are two things that we can do.
一个就是要生，一个就是要养。
One is to give birth, and one is to raise the child.
我们知道，保罗，他在写哥林多前书的时候是为着他在福音所生的儿女们写的。
We know when Paul wrote the first Corinthians, he was writing to his children in gospel.
他里面的话就实在像一个父亲对孩子说的话。
He wrote as if just like a father would write to a child.
那真的是保罗就是他们属灵的父亲。
Paul was their spiritual father.
所以要得着为父的心呢，我们怎么样才可以得到为父的心？
So how can we gain the heart of Father?
第一个就是要传福音给人，要带人来归主。
The first thing is to preach the gospel and bring many into the salvation.
我们如果从来没有对人传过福音的话，就很难体会父亲的心。
If we had never preached the gospel, then we cannot understand the heart of Father.
我们如果从来没有结福音的果子，我们就不知道要怎么做父亲。
If we had never bear the fruit of gospel, then we do not know how to be a father.
但相反的，如果说我们能够把主来见证出去，能够带人来信主。
On the other hand, if we can testify for the Lord and we can bring people to the Lord,
那这样子，我们就自然而然就神就把父亲的心就放在我们的里面。
So naturally, God will place the heart of Father into our heart.
在我们还要看一处的圣经，在哥林多后书十二章。
We'll read Second Corinthians chapter 12.
十四节、十五节。
Verse 14 and 15.
我想我们不读整个哈，那十四节的下半他说，父母该为儿女积财，我也甘心乐意为你们的灵魂费财费力。
Verse 14. After all, children shall not have to save God for their parents, but parents for their children.Verse 15.
前半。
So I will very gladly spend for you everything I have and spend myself as well.
Okay. 所以这边讲到十五节讲到说，我甘心乐意为你们的灵魂费财费力。
So here Paul says, I will very gladly spend for you everything I have and spend myself as well.
在英文的翻译里面，在原或者原文的意思里面，其实还不是费财费力哈，不是中文里面费财费力。
In the Chinese translation, it translates the spending of money and material things.
它里面讲到说 ，I 为了福音的缘故呢 ，I gladly spend and to be spent.
So in the original translation, it says, "I'm gladly spend and to be spent for you."
这什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
就是我所有的一切，我都愿意给。
So I'm willing to give you myself.
这是 spend.
That's to spend.
然后呢，他把自己交在这个福音的事情上，孩子的身上。
He has given himself to the matter of gospel.
他愿意自己被把自己放在这个祭坛的里面。
He's willing to place himself on the altar.
让自己被使用，被神使用，被耗尽。
So that he can be spent.And to be exhausted.
那最近我在读戴德生弟兄的传记的时候
，I've been reading a book by
戴德生弟兄的传记
，Hudson Taylor.
那我想我们都很记得他讲的这句话。
And he had a famous quote.
他说假若我有一千英镑中国可以全数支取。
He said, if I have £1,000, China can take all of it. Oh, should I have £1,000, China can claim them all.
假若我有千条性命绝不留下一条不给中国。
And he said, should I have 1,000 lives, I will not spare one, but give them all to China.
我们的弟兄他把他51年的时间奉献给中国。
Brother Hudson Taylor gave 51 years of his life to China.
他21岁就到中国。
He went there when he was 21.
他是怎么到中国的呢？
How did he get there?
他坐了船哈，坐了六个月的船才到中国。
He was on a ship for 6 months.
而且到最后呢，还差点就被暴风，所这个船就差点就被暴风所打坏。
And he experienced many storms on the way to China.
那最后船到了中国的时候呢，这个桅杆什么都断了。
Finally, by the time they reached China, the ship lost all its power and all its mass.
然后在这个51年的当中呢，
And in that 51 years,
然后他在中国就跟中国人一样。
He was Chinese.
他把他自己完全的给中国。
He gave himself completely to China.
他还不止这样，他还回到英国，到美国，把这负担能够传递。
Not only so, once he gave back to England and to America, he was able to share his burden with more people.
他到这样子来来回回到中国几次呢？
How many times did he go back and forth?
11次。
11 times.
实在是没有办法想象。
It's hard for you and I to imagine.
我想他刚刚去的时候，最快的船要六个月。
When he first went there, it took him 6 months to get there.
我想到后来也许船快一点，但是也要三四个月。
But even toward the end, it still took him 3 or 4 months to complete the journey.
今天我们如果回中国或者是回台湾，我们坐20个小时的飞机。
Today, when you and I need to go back to China or Taiwan, we take an airplane for 22 hours.
你就说，哎呀，累死我了。
And we say it's so tiresome.
但是我们的弟兄，他坐船来来回回跑了十一次。
But our brother took the ship 11 times.
他的第一个妻子跟他结婚了12年半。
His first wife was married to him for 12 and a half years.
生了七个孩子。
They had 7 children.
其中到33岁的时候呢，他就生病就过世。他的妻子。
His first wife passed away when she was 33 years old.
他的第一个妻子跟他四个孩子都葬在中国。
And his first wife, as well as 4 of his children, were buried in China.
他自己在73岁的时候，
When he was 73,
他最后一次到中国，
The last time he went to China,
他在那边把他自己所有的力量都倾倒。
He poured out all of his strength in China.
他死在中国。
He died there.
他把他自己一生都给了。
He gave all his life.
他说，假若我有一千英镑，中国可以全数。
So shall I have £1,000? China can claim them all.
这就是 to spend.
This is to spend.
他说，假若我有千条性命，绝不留下一条不给中国。
He said, shall I have 1,000 lives? I will not spare one, but give them all.
这就是 to be spent. 就是
And that is to be spent.
所以他把他自己所有的能给的都给了。
Whatever he can give, he gave.
他也把自己的性命也摆上。
And at the end, he put down his own life.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
为了福音的缘故。
It is for the sake of gospel.
所以我想到今天我们可以蒙恩的。
So today I consider we are blessed.
我们没有借口可以不传福音。
We have no excuse not to preach the gospel.
我们都是欠了福音的债。
We are all obligated to preach the gospel.
我们都是欠债的。
We are all obligated.
In debt.
We are all in debt.
我们只有没有信主的人可以说我没有欠福音的债。
Only those who haven't believed can claim that they do not owe it to the gospel.
但是我们每一个信主帮一个蒙恩得救的，我们都是欠福音的债。
For everyone here who has believed, we're all in debt to the gospel.
所以我们对灵魂的灭亡我们要有感觉。
So we need to be sensitive to the perish of spirit.The life.
对着罪人的悔改，我们要觉得喜乐。
We need to rejoice when sinners repent.
就像路加福音十五章那个父亲一样。
It's like in chapter 15 of Luke.
因为父亲在等着浪子回家。
The father who is waiting for his son to return.
父亲的心一定是爱灵魂的心。
Thy father has a love for the lost soul.
父亲的心一定是怜悯的心。
Thy father has a heart that's full of mercy.
我想在座我们每一位信徒的。
I think everyone here who is a believer.
但是我们每次听到福音的诗歌在唱的时候。
However, we hear the gospel, the hymn of gospel.
我想我不知道你的里面哈，你的血液的里面，你会不会觉得被震动的感觉
？I don't know if you feel that you are touched inside.
哦，每次当福音诗歌在唱的时候。
Every time I hear the gospel hymnary.
哦，我们就想到我们自己是怎么得救的。
Then we think how we were saved at one point.
我们就想到我们周围的人还有多少人还没有。
Then we think of how many around us who haven't been saved.
所以我们实在是要求主感动我们。
We need to ask the Lord to touch us.
能够以父亲的心为心。
So that we can have a father's heart.
我们不要像那个路加福音十五章大儿子一样。
We do not want to be the older son.
哦，那个大儿子对父亲的心不认识。
The older son did not have the understanding of the father's heart.
他在家里面却没有进到家的没有家的感觉。
He was at his home, but he did not have the feeling of the home.
但愿我们今天我们都来体贴父亲的心。
Today may we all have the heart of the father.
常常有时候哈、啊，我们今天我不一定要到要做六个月的传到非洲或到什么地方。其实现在做传也不用六个月哈、啊，去传福音。
Today we may not need to take a six-month journey to Africa or any place else.
在我们的周围，甚至主都把许多的人量给我们。
But right around us, God has made a group of people to us.
我们实在愿意可以来得着福音，得着这样父亲的心。
We should pray for the heart of the Father.
像保罗说的，他愿意尽我的力量将福音传给你们。
As Paul said, I will do all I can to preach the gospel.
再过两个礼拜，我们在这边也有一个福音的聚会。
In 2 weeks, we'll have a gospel meeting here as well.
我想这也是一个好的机会，主量给我们。
I think it's a good opportunity that God has given to us.
让我们可以来体贴父亲的心。
So that we can learn to be a father.
让我们来为主做见证。
So we can testify for the Lord.
只有当我们结了福音的果子，我们才可以进入父亲的心。
Only after we have bear the fruit of gospel, then we can understand the Father's heart.
那第二方面要能够知道父亲的心。
And secondly, to have a father's heart.
就是要能够养。
That's to raise a child.
那要怎么养呢
？How do we raise a child？
养就是要服侍。
To raise a child is to serve。
那今天我们唱的诗歌讲到耶稣是奴仆君王。
Today we sing the hymn that the Lord, our Jesus Christ is the servant king。
主他自己他说人子来了不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人。
Jesus himself said, the Son of God came not to be served but to serve。
那保罗在使徒行传二十章里面他有这样讲。
In Acts chapter 20, Paul said,
在20章19节他说他服侍主凡事谦虚眼中流泪。
In verse 19, he said, I serve the Lord with great humility and with tears.
在34-35节他讲到说他两手供给我和同人的需用他劳苦扶助软弱的人。
In 34-35, he said,This hand of mine has supplied my own needs and the needs of my companion. In everything I did, I show you that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak.
然后也讲到要纪念主的耶稣的话，说施比受更为有福。
Then he said, remembering the words of the Lord Jesus himself, it is more blessed to give than to receive.
所以当我们生了孩子以后
，So after we gave birth,
我们就有养的责任。
Then we have the responsibility to raise a child.
所以同样的。当我们在结了福音的果子
，So after we bear the fruit of gospel，
我们就自然而然的会来服侍主，来服侍弟兄姐妹。
Then naturally we need to come and serve the Lord and serve our brothers and sisters。
那我们来教会的时候
，When we come to church，
我不晓得大家眼里面有没有火。
I don't know if you have fire within you. Do you see that thing to be done？
我想有一个父亲的心，如果我们来到教会
，I think if you have a father's heart, then when you come to church，
我想我们就知道在教会里面有许多机会我们可以来服侍。
Then you will detect that there are many opportunities that we can serve。
我们可以把自己摆上。
That we can offer ourselves。
那最起码呢，比如像排椅子、排诗歌。
To say the least, in terms of arranging the chairs and the hymn book。
那这样的服事呢，其实神都可以来使用。
Even this kind of service is valued by God.
说不定有一个人来聚会，坐在那里，他就蒙恩了。
Maybe one person who came and simply sit there and he's blessed.
那也有饭食的服事。
And we also have the service in the kitchen.
像斯蒂凡就是在饭食服事上有份的，对不对？
We know that Stephen was gifted in serving at the kitchen.
他是体贴父亲心意的人。
He was a father. He had the father's heart.
从他后来讲的话，我们就知道他是知道父亲心的人。
From his speech later on, we knew he knew the father's heart.
他也是像主一样说，父啊，说赦免他们，因为他们所做的他们不知道。
He also said, Lord, forgive them, for they do not know what they did.
有整洁的服事。
We also have the service of cleaning.
有关心弟兄姐妹的服事。
We have service of ministering to other brothers and sisters.
我们可以打电话，我们可以看望。
We can call, we can visit.
我们可以觉得服事在服事的里面可以长大。
We can grow in our ministry.
我想有一件事情是确定的。
I think there's one thing that's for sure.
就是一个孩子如果不服事的话，不做事的话，他也不会长大。
That is, if a child does not learn to serve, then he will never grow up.
像我们刚才弟兄说哈，他有选择的话，他愿意坐在这里，在自己的那个舒适区的里面。
As our brother Jing has shared, if he had a choice, he probably want to stay in his comfort zone.
但是感谢主，他来呼召我们来服侍他。
But we thank the Lord that he does call us to follow him.
我们在服侍的当中，我们就可以来体贴父亲的心。
It is in our service that we know his heart.
还有一件服侍是我们常常忽略的。
And there's one more service that we often ignore.
就是膝盖的祷告。
Oh, it's the service of prayers.
在以赛亚书45章11节里面
In Isaiah chapter 45,
11节里面讲到说 至于我的种子并我手中的工作你们可以吩咐我
It says, concerning things to come, do you question me about my children or give me orders about the work of my hands?
神给我们何等的一个权柄
God has given us a right.
叫我们可以用我们的膝盖来服侍主。
That we can serve him on our knees.
他说至于我的种子并我手中的工作你们可以吩咐我。
He said, you can question me about my children and about the work of my hand.
父亲的心就是源于他的工作就是他的儿子们我们是他的种子可以得到成全。
Our father's heart is for all sons to enter into glory.
让我们可以在主的里面被建立
so that we can be built up together
那我们可以在祷告的事上我们来跟父亲同心
so that in the matter of prayers we can have the same heart with him
另外我们也可以求主预备我们
we can also ask the Lord to prepare us
让我们在主的家里面我们不只是做一个吃奶的婴孩
so that we are no longer infant in the house of God
我们也来做一个可以吃干粮的
We can be the one taking solid food.
甚至可以做一个可以来按时分粮的人。
Even be a servant who can distribute food.
每个礼拜五的聚会，礼拜五的查经的聚会，交通的聚会。
Every Friday, in the Bible study.
都是很好的机会，我们可以来体贴父亲的心。
There are all good opportunities that we can learn to have the heart of Father.
如果我们在家里面有预备
，If we prepared at home,
我们就可以在聚会里面来分粮。
Then we can bring our food.To church and give to others.
那这样我们就可以与主同工。
And in that matter, we can be in the same heart as the Lord.
那最后我想我们在最后看一处的圣经。
And lastly, we'll read one more verse.
在哈该书。
In Haggai.
在旧约哈该书。第一章。
Chapter 1.
第九节。
Verse 9.
第一章第九节
Chapter 1 verse 9
他说你们盼望多得所得的却少你们收到家中我就吹去这是为什么呢因为我的殿荒凉你们个人却顾自己的房屋
Because my house which remains a ruin while each one of you is busy with his own house
所以这边讲到说一个情形就是在那个时候神的殿荒凉
Here it talks about the Lord's house is in ruin
那时候的人他们 每个人却顾或者却奔自己的房屋。
Well, each one of you is busy with his own house.
所以这样的一个结果就是你们盼望多得，所得的却少。
And the result of that is you expected much, but it turned out to be little.
你们收到家中，我就吹去。
What you brought home, I blew away.
我们是不是常常觉得我们生活很忙碌？
Do we often feel that our life is busy?
我们永远做不完的事。
It seems like we have endless affairs.
那好像什么东西都会坏呀、啊，然后花很多时间在修理。
It seems like everything will break down at some point, and we spend lots of time fixing things.
我们希望收到家里面，但是就是有风把它吹去。
It seems like we bring things to our home, but the wind blows it away.
这边先知告诉我们，这是因为神的殿荒凉，我们却奔自己的房屋。
Here it tells us it's because the house of God is in ruin, yet we are building our own house.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
其实在这一节的前面，就是今天主要对我们说的话。
Let's look at verse 8.
第七节，第八节。
Verse 7 and 8.
这是主愿意今天早晨对我们说的话。
This is what the Lord wants to speak to us this morning.
好，我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
万军之耶和华如此说，你们要行他自己的行为，你们要上山取木料，建造这殿，我就因此喜乐，且得荣耀。这是耶和华说的。这边先知告诉我们要省察自己的行为。
Here it says, give careful thought to your ways.
他要上山取木料。
Go up into the mountain.
来取木料，这是什么意思呢
？Bring down the timber.
这是、就是、
What does that mean?
就是要生。
That's to give birth.
要传福音。
Then we need to preach the gospel.
下面讲说要建造这殿。
Then we need to build the house.
这是什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
就是要养。
Then we need to raise the child.
要能够服侍。
We need to serve.
要成全圣徒。
We need to serve each other.
建立基督的身体。
So that we can build out Christ's body.
所以今天主来呼召我们与他同心。
Today the Lord called us to have the same desire as He does.
我们不仅来认识父亲的心。
Not only we need to know of His heart.
我们也求主给我们有一个为父的心。
And we need to ask the Lord to give us a heart of Father.
当我们这样与父亲同心的时候。
When we have His heart.
这边第九节第八节讲到说，神说我就因此喜乐且得荣耀。
The Lord says, when that happens, I may take pleasure in it and be honored.
我就因此喜乐且得荣耀。
I may take pleasure in it and be honored.
我也是觉得最近生活很忙。
Lately, I have been really busy.
也实在是非常的惭愧。
And I'm ashamed.
因为就像哈该这边讲的说。我们却是奔自己的房屋。
I felt I had been running out.
奔自己的房屋。
I'm busy with my own house.
忙来忙去，要不然就是忙自己的事，或忙自己家里面的事。
I'm always busy about my own affairs or things in my household.
我想我们实在若有为父的心。
But if we do have a father's heart.
我们就知道神的心何等的。愿意我们跟他同心。
That we know our Father wants us to share in His heart.
他把我们放在这个家里面，我们觉得何等的甘甜。
He put us in the church.
我们觉得何等的好，我们可以来享受神的爱。
It is so good that we can be here to enjoy His love.
有这么多的孩子，有多少孩子是体贴父亲的心
？There are so many children here, yet how many of us have the Father's heart?God does not want much out of us.
他说你们要上山取木料。
He wants to go up to the mountain and bring down timber.
要建造殿。
And build a house.
我就因此喜乐。
So that I may take pleasure in it.
且得荣耀。
And be honored.
我们不需要信主十年二十年，才有为父的喜乐。
We don't need to believe in the Lord for 20, 30 years before we can attain the Father's heart.
对不起，因为我们一蒙恩得救，神就将他的生命放在我们里面。
The moment we are saved, God has placed His life within us.
我们所有的生命一点都不 都没有比神他自己的生命更差。
The life within us is the life of our Father, of the same nature and same character.
我们一蒙得救。
The moment we are saved,
就可以来替天父祈祷。
We can be a Father.
实在愿主恩待我们每一个人。
The Lord have grace and mercy upon each one of us.
让我们能够让父亲的心喜乐。
So that we can give joy to our Father.
一切都荣耀。
And so that He can be honored.
愿主祝福我们。
The Lord bless each one of us.
让我们可以在主里面长进。
So that in Him we can grow daily.
我们有点祷告。请弟兄姊妹有感动的，带我们一起祷告。
Let's have a time of prayer.